NASDAQ as SALM. 880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and thank you for listening to us as you go slow on I-95 or whatever street you're on. Do not drive through the deep puddles. You don't know what's going to be under there. Believe me, my friend found out and lost his whole axle on that. So take it easy out there. Give it a little extra time wherever you're going. It's not the nicest day, and whatever accidents the guy on the traffic report said, you can count on the fact that that's about a third of what's really out there. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to talk about tailoring your marketing to the Hispanic customer. We've got my good friend Mike Valdez Foley. I'll probably pronounce that wrong 62 times. He's the president and CEO of Pinta. He's an award-winning marketing professional with experience. He's lived in a bunch of cities outside the U.S. and inside the U.S. And we're going to talk about how you can modify your message so that it can be appealing to the Hispanic customer. And then I've got about a page and a half of notes about what I'm going to talk about in the second half of the show. The market went down, a bunch of profit-taking probably. Mike, take us out. Bring us back. Of course, we're part of the Wall Street Business Network. Back with how to market to the Hispanic market. Back after this.
Baseball season, and that means it's time to dive into the fun at Marlins Park. And now you can dive in for half the price with Miami Herald Half Price Tuesdays. Invite all your friends to an exciting night of Marlins baseball. It's major league fun for not a lot of money. The next Miami Herald Half Price Tuesday is May 20th at 7:10 versus the Philadelphia Phillies. So get ready to save on baseball. Get your tickets today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
All right. And you know, as we get older, we're all at risk for developing cataracts. And with the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Baskin Palmer Eye Institute and new high-def lenses, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. Call 305-243. This is the part I love about this ad. 305-243-2020 to schedule a consultation. Trust your eyes to the best. Baskin Palmer has been ranked number one eye hospital in the country 10 years in a row by U.S. News and World Report, the standard of excellence. Visit BaskinPalmer.org or call, here it comes again, 305-243, you guessed it, 2020 to schedule your consultation today.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we have got a great guest. We've got Mike Valdez Foley. Did I get it right? Close enough. I'm Valdez Fowley, right?
Much better, yeah.
All right, like a baseball thing, right?
You got
like
it.
A foul guy, foul ball, Fowley.
Given today's theme, maybe we'll go with a soccer.
All right, let's go with soccer. Hey, I'll get to that, too. So Mike is going to talk to us about marketing your business to the Hispanic community. Mike is gives a Spanish or Hispanic voice to many of the big names that you see out there, brands that are Bruce Strichel, our buddy, talks about branding. Mike's going to talk about spinning the branding to the Hispanic market. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, Mike, how'd you get decide that you were going to focus just on the Hispanic market?
It's actually a cool story. So I started my career with a huge company with a DC office of about 200 people. And I remember on my first day looking down the sort of directory list, and I was one of two Hispanics in the entire office. The other was the receptionist. And
Mrs. Gonzalez.
There you go. I think it was Rodriguez, but okay. again, close enough. You're not very good with names here, Jim. But so, so she, you know, I sort of a light bulb went off that I could be one of 200, or I could focus on that perceived weakness and turn it into an opportunity and focus on the U.S. Hispanic market.
Well, obviously, as everybody in Miami knows, the U.S. Hispanic market is exploding. And for years, Miami, I'm in commercial real estate, Miami was a red line. People wouldn't come here because they didn't understand the Hispanic market. Then suddenly a light went off. When did all that stuff start?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a few booms and busts, if you will, within the Hispanic space. I would say in terms of culture, we had a big boom in the late 90s with things like Ricky Martin coming along, Gloria Estefan, her husband Emilio, who's done incredible things for the market. That sort of made it cool to be Hispanic, if you will. So it was no longer a liability, but rather a strength. And then I think in terms of the business community taking note, the 2000 census, when you realize that it was upwards of 15% of the total U.S. population in our midst was Hispanic, you can't really ignore that sleeping giant anymore.
And the Hispanic market can be sliced and diced. I know that we had the guys from the Marlins on, and they were saying that Los Angeles called them for Yasiel Puig because they had assigned a Mexican translator to a Cuban guy, and he couldn't understand or hook up with him, and it was getting him aggravated.
I'm proud to say the Marlins are a client, and they certainly do get the Hispanic space.
Now, what is it that the Marlins do that helps them get the Hispanic space? We've had them on, and I guess they have Los Marlins. They have Marlins. What is it, Ayudan or something that they
do?
Yeah,
it basically translates as Marlins Help, and it's their corporate social responsibility program. They really do a good job of getting out in the community, ensuring that they are addressing needs within the Latino space, truly getting their players out there to either give back with a charitable donation or just show up and create excitement for those that otherwise might not have opportunities to see famous people like that.
Well, and we have the Heat with their L Heat or Los Heat. I don't know which one it is there.
Right. No, and the NBA also does a pretty good job. They have something called NBA, which is just the phonetic pronunciation, as a Hispanic might say it. I think sports in general, be it NBA, NFL, MLB, are really starting to realize that, again, there are 55 million Hispanics in the United States right now. If that were a country, Jim, that'd be the second largest Spanish-speaking country on earth after Mexico.
Wow.
So think about ignoring Colombia or Spain or Venezuela if you're a big company. You can't do that. So in the same vein, you no longer can ignore the Hispanic space right here.
Now, I don't know. So, like, a gringo? Is that, like, offensive? Am I a gringo? I guess I'm a gringo, right?
I think if you call yourself one, it's not offensive.
Okay.
Right? So go ahead.
Because I guess I just proved I am. Now, I speak a little Spanish.
Oh, God. I'm not looking forward to this.
Yeah. Hablo español poquito, pero bastante.
How about a little guacamole and Taco Bell?
Yeah. Thanks, Oscar, chiming in there. Yeah, guacamole, Taco Bell, and salsa, right? Salsa.
Yeah. So the
Doritos, does that work?
The term gringo was not offensive, but some of this, I think, has been. I'm just kidding.
Gee, thanks. Oscar, you're supposed to hit the dump button when I go over the edge. Well, Mike, no, really, though, what are some really simple tactics that your basic, let's call a person in Port St. Lucie, for lack of a better location, once mm-hmm. to penetrate the Miami-Dade market, they consider going across the Dade-Broward line as crossing into a foreign country. That's what they tell me all the time.
Right.
What can they do to spin their message and just be a little bit more open to the Hispanic market?
Sure. So, you know, the first thing is to not condescend or talk down to the market. And I think too often you use cliches and stereotypes. I know you were joking, but you know, you can't assume that every Hispanic wants to eat salsa and quesadillas. I mean, those are very Mexican things, and in fact, that is a popular dish with Mexicans. But you won't find the Cuban community rushing to order that versus some of the alternatives. So.
Puedo tener arroz blanco con frijoles.
Where's that dump button again? So starting from a level of respect as a baseline. The second thing
of course,
make sure you don't just translate. You have to adapt. So I think a mistake that too many companies make make, some even sophisticated companies, is to take a press release or an ad for television, print, or online, and literally just translate it, when in fact you really have to adapt the message to resonate culturally.
So you mean that just hitting the Google Translate on my email that I sent ain't going to cut it?
That definitely will not cut it. No. And then another thing I think is you know, get out there and realize some of the insights that come along with targeting Hispanics. One of them is that Hispanics really do communicate extensively with their family. And to get a certain Hispanic in their household to buy a product, you might want to talk to their grandmother as opposed to them directly. And that's an insight that I think does prove well year after year in targeting the entire Hispanic family.
And oh, by the way, is that we've been making fun because the comedy is well-practiced spontaneity here. But obviously, if we do respect the Hispanic marketer, you wouldn't be on the show
Absolutely,
today.
Absolutely, yes. Right, No. You're a friend to the Hispanic community and a colleague that I greatly respect.
No, thank you so much. And I really did want to make sure we did not offend anybody out there, because all our sponsors market directly to the Hispanic community also. People yep. like UHealth, et cetera. Now, Mike, let's say somebody has a problem. They step on their whatever when they're marketing to the Hispanic community. Is there a crisis mode that they have to go into? How do they recover from this?
Yeah, so that's actually one of our areas of expertise at Binta, is crisis communications. And so it's a good question. I think the first thing is third-party objective people to serve as your mouthpiece or spokesperson in a crisis is often a good way to go. If you are a gringo running a company and you did step in it, perhaps you're not the best person to go out there and try to apologize for it. Getting someone in the community that has earned credibility and respect over many years, and approaching them so you can have a sit down, hopefully convince them that you weren't maliciously intended, and then have them go out in the community with you to add that sort of halo effect, if you will.
Oh, yeah. Somebody who has natural authority with the community.
There you go. So that's an important thing, and I think Hispanics respect that. The other thing is, I think, start giving back. I mean, too many companies don't feel like they need to engage the Hispanic market. But as I said, these days, almost 20% of the population. So, you know, creating some sort of philanthropic or altruistic program to get out there, to speak in schools, to give money to important charities, I think that goes a long way in building what I call a trust bank, so that when you do need to extract something from that trust bank account, you've built up a lot of deposits.
Well, I can tell you this right now, is we'd love to have an event in the Hispanic community. If you could help us out with that, we've had Lawrence Kids at places like the Richmond Heights, Perrine Optimist Club, and we'd love to do something in the Hispanic community as well. So please keep us in mind as your clients look to create outreach events. We'd love to work with them.
Sounds great.
Now, Mike, I'm now outside of Miami-Dade County, and we'll even include Broward County with this. How does the market change as I go further north and further west?
Sure. It's a great question. So one of the misnomers or common misconceptions is that the Hispanic market is one market. And in fact, it's not homogenous at all. If you go west, for example, Texas or California, it's largely Mexican. And there are huge, huge pockets of millions and millions of Mexicans in that part of the world. If you go to Chicago, you're going to get a lot of sort of Puerto Ricans in that. And in New York, you get more Dominicans and some Puerto Ricans. And then, of course, in Miami, what used to be exclusively Cuban is now quite a melting pot. So there's a rich array of cultures across the country.
Oh, yeah. I went to college in 1978, and this was everybody here was a Cuban. When I came back, everybody was Hispanic. And when I started in business, now everybody's a Latino. Right. Do any of those terms offend anybody?
Yeah, I'm a big proponent of trying to not take offense unless it was intended. So no, I think you can use Latino, Latin, or Hispanic interchangeably. I think the term Hispanic was actually created by the census a few decades ago to refer exclusively to Latins that live in the United States. A Latin could also refer to someone living in Mexico, but Hispanic, in fact, always references that U.S. multicultural.
We're going to take a quick break. Oscar's telling me that it's time for me to sell some Doritos, and we'll be right back after this short break. Can you stick with us for another segment, Mike?
Look forward to it.
Awesome. Oscar, take us back. No more talking for you. You messed it up the last time. Hey, everybody. It's raining out there, but remember, we had the guys from Warren Henry on last year when we had that super big flash flood up in Aventura, and they were out there helping all their clients get out of the bad rain up in Aventura. So when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
It's Kids Eat Free Wednesday nights at Marlins Park. That's right, all kids 12 and under eat free at every Wednesday night home game. That means a KMB Frank, Frito-Lay chips, and a Pepsi soft drink or Aquafina water, all for free. The next Kids Eat Free Wednesday night is May 21st at 7:10 versus the Philadelphia Phillies. Don't miss out. Get your tickets today at Marlins.com. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
Miami Marlins.
Dive right in, join the fun.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're here with Mike Valdez Fowley.
There you go.
He's CEO and president of Pinta. They're the Hispanic marketing firm based here in town, but they're international in scope. And we're talking about marketing your business to the Hispanic community. Now, Mike, I was watching TV the other day, and I pushed the wrong button. I went a little south of Fox News, and I hit Fusion TV. And, you know, they were just doing some talking back and forth. I kind of watched it. They were actually interviewing Arianna Huffington, which I found to be amazing, having a European lady talking on Fusion TV out in, I guess she was in West State at the time. And right after that, they showed this TV show that I really enjoyed called Boleteros. Did I say that right?
You did.
All right.
Amazingly, you didn't screw one up.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the baseball in me, the pelotas in me. in any event, you know, so Fusion TV, obviously creating a vehicle to market to the emerging single language Hispanic market?
Yeah, it's a you know, developing trend that I think Univision and their corporate partner, ABC Disney Television Group, are trying to capitalize on, and that's a U.S. Hispanic that is predominantly speaking English. And I think it's an interesting play. Their success is yet to be determined. I think they're struggling a little bit with ratings at the moment. From a business perspective, that's one comment I'll make. But from a cultural perspective, I think it's fantastic. Again, back to my earlier point that the Hispanic market is not homogenous and not all Hispanics are created equal. So they don't all want to watch Sábado Gigante and novellas on Univision. Some of them might be interested in Arianna Huffington interviews in English.
It was actually awesome. I watched for a solid 5 or 10 minutes. And, you know, it made me come up with some other questions because, you know, this is a kind of anglicized approach to the Hispanic market. It got me. I mean, I'm married to a Latina, so right. I'm sort of like one of those in-between people.
Right.
You know, and we were talking a little bit about some of the misconceptions about the Latino market, that it's all one silo. What are some of the other myths or misconceptions out there?
Sure. Good question. So I think, you know, the other big one is that Hispanics are not tech savvy and that they're all in this analog world with, you know, house phones instead of
flip phones.
Cell phones. Right, exactly. But that could not be further from the truth, Jim. It's actually proven that Hispanics over-index on everything, including smartphone adoption, texting, downloading of rich multimedia content, social media usage across platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and Twitter. So the Hispanic market is ripe for tech companies to target them. We're actually proud to work with some like T-Mobile, Facebook, Airbnb, and others. So I think it's exciting that Hispanics are not only growing in size, but rapidly adopting technology too.
We need to get you with Manny Medina and the rest of the eMERGE guys, because eMERGE was just awesome.
One step ahead of you, Jim. We're actually working with Manny and Technology Foundation of the Americas. We helped promote the eMERGE conference, and I think it was a huge step not only for the Hispanic market, but also for Miami, which is rapidly becoming this mecca for tech and becoming the Silicon Valley of Latin America.
You know, now that kind of gets us sort of edging into the next little major leg of the chair, if you will, for the Miami economy, and that's obviously real estate international condo sales.
Yep.
I think that everybody in Miami has certainly been exposed to the fact that there is a different way to look at real estate, that the Latinos don't mind putting a lot of equity into the deals, and that's really helping to capitalize some of these buildings down here on Brickell Avenue. In fact, I like to say sometimes that Pedro from Peru is funding the condo that Pete from Brooklyn's going to end up moving into. Hopefully he wasn't rooting for the Nets last night, or he broke his heart right there. How are you seeing the different marketing materials being translated? I guess adapted to the use in Latin America. And are they keeping them flexible enough so that when things slow down, the pipeline from New York starts to re-energize, that they'll be able to flip and use that to market to the historic markets?
So to answer the second question first, I'm actually quite bullish on the real estate market down here. And I don't think that the two different markets are mutually exclusive. We can continue to see a boom from New York as well as Latin America kind of at the same time. And then in terms of how people market to them, I think it's a matter of, again, going local and being relevant. The relevance, of course, comes with adapting the imagery and visuals on advertisements to make it look perhaps like you could fit your entire family in some cases, or having Latino people, protagonists in the ads, as opposed to blonde hair, blue eyes people when you're marketing in Latin America. The other one is actually going down to these countries and setting up sales centers, marketing materials in Spanish and Portuguese. Getting down out there in the community and talking about what Miami has to offer is something too few companies have done, and those that have really seen the fruits of that labor.
Now, let's say that I'm a tech startup company, had a lot of success, got through the first round, got angel funding, now I'm into the second round, and they want me to expand to become bi-coastal. How do I have to change what I'm doing in Miami so that I fit in San Diego and L.A.?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things we're trying to do, frankly, is prevent people from having to go bi-coastal. You want to have your headquarters here in Miami, and you do not need to be in Palo Alto or Silicon Valley. So I think we really want to push the concept that the VC firms, the PE firms, the attorneys, the startups, the legacy companies like IBM, Hewlett-Packard, and Microsoft who want to put LATAM headquarters, all of them can find a home and be extremely successful right here in Miami without going west.
Now, one of the things, and again, I just got to sometimes be real estate-centric, I apologize.
No, please.
Up in Atlanta, they have the regional sales force for whatever, and they take 150,000 square feet, they have a building. Here, they have the Latin American sales force, and it's two guys in an office in Coral Gables. That's got to be changing.
Right. Yeah, we're certainly hoping that will. I think you mentioned Manny Medina, and he really is a pioneer in this play, and he's trying to convince people it doesn't just have to be your LATAM HQ. It could be a huge hub of innovation and technology. The universities are making a big push for that as well. We've seen a few companies, if I could throw out some examples. I have no involvement with them, so I'm not selling anything. But Open English, a good friend of mine named Andres Moreno started that company. Started it about 5 years ago from his apartment in Miami, and it's now raised about $155 million and has about 2,000 employees across Latin America as an online English language school. He never had to go to Palo Alto or Silicon Valley to start a booming tech company. Another one called .co, which is a sort of instead of .com or .biz or .gov, these guys started .co, and they just had an exit of $108 million last week. Again, all of that in Miami in the last 3 years. So I think we're rapidly seeing a shifting tide develop where Miami can be a standalone center of excellence.
Well, you know, after the show, we have to get together and talk about how we're going to do our $150 million exit. Now, Mike, I'm going to give you just a couple minutes to put it out there. What are you trying to achieve with your firm? I know you broke off, or I guess it's still aligned with a big international firm. How does that all work? What's your business model?
Great, thanks. So, you know, Jeffrey Group is a firm that I had been with for 10 years and served as president for three of those. And they've been around for a few decades as an industry-leading public relations firm targeting Latins. For those of you that aren't as familiar with the jargon, that's mostly press releases, convincing reporters to write positive articles, and throwing events. But what I've always had sort of an itching to do is advertising, which is producing television and billboards and buying the media and keeping the commission. And I think quite a creative part of the marketing umbrella. So we spun off the whole the U.S. division of Jeffrey Group into a new agency called Pinta. That just launched in the New York Times, we're proud to say, in January of this year. And we're off to the races. We're working, as I said, with Facebook, Johnny Walker, TD Bank, T-Mobile, Miami Marlins, and others. And, you know, the future looks bright. There's a lot of room for growth, focusing on U.S. Hispanic and being able to offer clients every tool in the toolbox.
If you had the chance, well, I'm going to give you the chance. Sitting here on the sidelines, my favorite faux pas, if you will, for Hispanic marketing was the Chevy Nova.
Right.
Is there anybody out there that's doing it ugly right now?
I think there's probably, with famous examples like that one, there's been a little bit more trepidation, thank gosh. And, people understand that they need to be a little bit more careful. I would say it's less comical examples and more just people that aren't getting it right. And the way you don't notice it is because they're not selling to the Hispanics, because Hispanics see right through it. So I think hiring an outside expert, perhaps a self-serving plug right there.
Hold on. Self-serving plug alert. Go ahead.
So I think hiring an outside expert who does nothing but focus on the Hispanic market is probably the best way to go.
Since you gave a self-serving plug, why don't you tell people how to find you if they want some more information on marketing to this, if you're an Anglo, marketing to the Hispanic environment, or if you're Hispanic and want to just get your platform up and running, how do people find you, man?
Yeah, our website is sort of the point of entry. You can find all of my personal contact information as well as info about the company at www.pintausa.com. That's PINTAUSA.com.
Well, we've got a couple of more minutes. And oh, by the way, I'm going to make a shameless pitch right now. I hope you'll come back because you've been terrific. And even got Oscar on the horn there, which he almost never talked. Oscar, is that because I had a butcher the Spanish language to get you on the air? Yeah, he's just nodding. He's nodding. Yes, he's nodding.
Hopefully next time you'll pronounce my name correctly and not talk about Doritos quite as much.
Fowley, right?
Close enough.
All right. You're going to train me. You're going to train me. And your brother's sitting there. It's like for him, it's like fingernails on the chalkboard. Right. So what would be the most important thing somebody could do off the shelf for themselves right now to move their firm more towards an even-handed approach to the Hispanic market?
Yeah, I think the first thing you could say is that every single person listening to this should be targeting the Hispanic community. It's no longer about, is my product a good fit for that, or am I niche enough that Latinos would like it? If you're talking about almost 20% of the total population, and in Miami, where most of your listeners are, it's something like 60%, you can't ignore the entire majority of your community. So you should be doing Hispanic marketing right now if you're not. And the second thing I'd say is start talking to someone, whether it's an in-house person that you hire or an external expert, to really take your brand and try to adapt it. Try to figure out how we take the normal messages that have resonated with Anglos and make sure that they're culturally relevant for Hispanics. Perhaps you have a Spanish language version of your website, creating some goodwill with the community with very small but impactful donations, hiring a person either internal or external to serve as a spokesperson so that you can actually speak in Spanish about your great product. So pretty basic stuff, but too few companies are doing it.
You know, this has been absolutely terrific. I hope that you'll continue to come on our show. I hope you'll at least give me a little bit of a break and some coaching on helping my show get to be more acceptable and more accessible, I think, is the best way to say it, to the Latino and Hispanic market. Again, if people want to find out about you, they go to your website. It's
PintaUSA.com.
And if they want to call you,
they're welcome to do so, and all of those numbers are on that website.
I love a guy who drives all his stuff right to his content. Mike Valdez.
Fowley.
Thank you. All right. We'll be back. He calls me Jim Fried off the air all the time. We've had a great time. Everybody stay dry. You'll want to be here in the second half of the show. I'm going to talk about all kinds of really cool things that are going on that pique my interest, and I'm going to have two of the most powerful words I heard today. We're going to talk about that in the second half of the show. Back after this, Oscar, drive us out of here. Put your hand on by your side.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Hey, Miami, it's baseball season, and that means it's time to dive into the fun at Marlins Park. And now you can dive in for half the price with Miami Herald Half Price Tuesdays. Invite all your friends to an exciting night of Marlins baseball. It's major league fun for not a lot of money. The next Miami Herald Half Price Tuesday is May 20th at 7:10 versus the Philadelphia Phillies. So get ready to save on baseball. Get your tickets today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
Hey, everybody, Discover U Health. It's the University of Miami Health System, and learn more about the people and patients behind breakthrough medicine happening right here in our own backyard. At the only university-based hospital in South Florida, top-ranked physicians partner with the brightest minds in research to bring cutting-edge medicine to our community and the world. Visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more about the advances and people shaping the future of healthcare today.
And now, WZAB traffic.
Delays continue out of downtown Miami. Northbound 95 slow. Southbound 95, going to find some flooding. 95 at Miami Gardens Drive. And there's a crash. Southbound 95 at State Road 112. It's got a right lane block. Delays on the approach. Broward County, slow ride now if you're traveling on 95 northbound. We've got a crash on the entrance ramp. You'll find that at Griffin Road. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic MIA.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I am doing social media while we're on the break, and boy, oh boy, I'm hot as a pistol. Nothing but good news coming in today, which I guess means that I'm going to have all kinds of craziness when I get out of here. But you know, everybody, UHealth, that's the University of Miami Health System. It brings you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida, and everybody, UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation. I've been there. It's a gorgeous facility. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and your medications for that matter? Well, they need to do that to make sure your care is second to none, don't they? Well, at UHealth, this is what they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Hey, everybody, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report for 10 years in a row, and the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. And if you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative and interesting things over there. You know, they've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good.
right. I am standing up. I am adjusting the microphone, and we are going to let it rip. All right, Oscar, tune us down there. Let's get ready to rock. You know, some of the things that have been out there today, we're going to talk about that now. For instance, one thing is that small business optimism is the highest since 2007. Well, it's got to be getting up there. Let's face it, things have been smoking in South Florida for quite some time now, and now it's going out and doing that in the rest of the country. The stock market continues to reach new highs just about every day, although it pulled back significantly today. And what that does is that creates an appearance of wealth out there in America. And people, hey, if you don't sell your stock, you haven't earned the money. So sell your stock if you need to feel wealthy today. You know, but as this goes up, and hey, let's not forget the home prices are starting to rise and have risen dramatically. In fact, this helps people feel better. And as they feel better, of course, small business is going to get more optimistic because people are going to buy. Let's talk about some of the other things that have been going on. Well, hey, it's May 15th today, and that means we're entering into the rainy season. If you couldn't tell, look outside your window. What comes next is hurricane season in 2 weeks. Oscar's making that poo-poo face, but Oscar, we got a place to go here inland in a high and dry area where we know they'll be stocked and ready to go with the hurricane things out there. But hey, some people don't have that. And if you're not ready for hurricane season, you better get ready. You know, it's been a whole bunch of years, 7, 8, 9 maybe even, before we really got smoked. I think it was 7 years when we had all those hurricanes come here at once. And if you're like me, you probably haven't bought batteries since then. So what I'm going to do over the next couple of weeks is I'm going to go check the batteries, make sure that all the stuff that I bought still works, make sure that I have all the plastic stuff needed. I got it all. Yeah, you know me. I'm really, really kind of overprepared. So it's all sitting in storage and has been for years in all these little plastic boxes. We're going to bring them out. We're going to see what's what. We're going to see what does work, what doesn't work. I'm going to make sure that my beautiful wife Vivian has everything she needs right at her fingertips. And then I'm going to put it away and pray to God that nothing ever happens. But we know that it's going to happen eventually. And when it does, make sure you've got enough gas, money, and water to get out of here if you possibly can. And if you can't, then make sure you got a place to go that's a little bit far away from you, that's your default evacuation or relocation place, and then just get ready to hunker down, because when the storm's out there and right after the storm has passed, shouldn't be out there on the road. Let the emergency vehicles and the displaced people run around. And hey, one other thing that I do want to bring up today is that more homes are beyond the reach of the middle class today than ever before. And let's talk about that from a South Florida perspective. All these condos that are being built on the ocean, unless you're a tourist or an out-of-town investor, if you're listening to me, those weren't built for you. They're built for somebody who's got all cash, who can help them bring in their huge downstroke and help them finance the building. If you heard in our previous sector, it's sort of like Pedro from Peru is trying to finance from Bob from Brooklyn. And, you know, it's a great model. It's working. My friends at all the big marketing firms and development companies, I saw Harvey Hernandez at breakfast today. Good for Harvey. Everybody's killing it right now. But they all ask me, when is the shoe going to drop on the condo market? And I go, heck, it may not ever drop. It may be that we go on this trajectory forever, that we have now become an international city like Mike Valdez Fowley. Did I say it right, Mike? I hope he didn't drive over the off the road that time, was talking about, and that maybe we've reached a permanent inflection point and it's only going to go up from here. But hey, you know, while we can't say that past results are predictors of future performance, one thing's for sure is that at some point things will take a little bit of a retreat. And when they do, some of these investors won't be able to achieve their projected rental returns on their unit. And don't kid yourself, a lot of these units are being built to lease to people like you. And if you can't afford to pay the rent and therefore their projections aren't reached, well, some of them may actually not be too happy. Now, that's not going to be for a few years. You still got a lot of deliveries that have to happen. And believe you me, they're not building enough condos to meet demand yet here from the locals. But if things get a little bit out of hand, to me, that'll be the orange flag that tells everybody, hey, something's up here. Now, something is going on in downtown that we should talk about, and that's the fact that they're building condos that have no parking garages. Now, they do have parking. You can rent some over at the city-owned garage across the street or around the corner. But this is happening. And why is it happening? It's happening because a lot of young people that are moving here don't want to use cars. And I got something to tell you, Mr. Analog, I live out there and don't know what's going on in downtown. You don't need a car to live in downtown anymore. You can walk from your place over on Brickell over to the Metrorail, take the Metrorail. Well, first of all, you can take one of these cars to go or whatever, the fractional car ownerships, and go do your grocery shopping or go with a bunch of friends or take the minivan from the building over there and do your food shopping. But when you want to go and go out on the town or go and go do some heavy durable goods shopping, you just hop on the Metrorail, go down to Dadeland. Go over to Merrick Park. These places are right there. You can go and you can go to college. You can go to your university right on the Metrorail. You can go to the airport now on the Metrorail. And as they continue to build on that system, you can only hope that the government will hear our cries and get us a link across the bay to Miami Beach eventually. I saw Mayor Philip Levine trying to get that parcel over where you have, Burger King and... the little stuff you buy from your apartment. Anyway, over by Burger King, they were going to buy all that for tens of millions of dollars. Couldn't make the deal work. Pier 1 Imports, that's where it is. So you're going to see traffic continuing to be pinched over there by that Publix, and it'll still get tight over there, but they're going to build more condos over on Miami Beach, and they're building more in downtown. And hopefully they'll be able to link the two areas so that you won't have to take your car. You'll be able to take the People Mover or the lighter rail, I guess they're calling it Baylink. So well done to the guys on Miami Beach and down in the city of Miami that are trying to put that together. But please, don't spend my bayfront land on David Beckham or anybody else in the private interest groups. There's plenty of dry land that these guys can put their facility on. And you know what? If Major League Soccer doesn't want to come here unless it's a bayfront stadium, then you know what? Sayonara, and we'll see you. You know, we don't have to give people our most precious jewels just to invite them down here. You heard Mike earlier in the show talk about the fact that this is a maturing market and very mature. They can't ignore this market. So if they want to be here and they want to be successful, then let them build their stadium where most of us can get there. And that's over by the airport, over by FIU, over by Marlin Stadium. There's probably a dozen locations that don't require us to sell or lease them our bayfront land. Come back, because after the break, I'm going to talk about the two words that I heard today that made a powerful impact on me. Back after this, Mike, take us away. Oh, no, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, I love that stuff. Mike, you found all this good stuff in your Tunes Vault. I'm loving this. Everybody, we got to do the video where I'm doing the disco dancing and they can see me moving and grooving to the sounds. Was that Donna Summer? My God, I'm getting old. Hey, you know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. And Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this. And that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infinities from them, I knew I was always going to get the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something. I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
They are out there. And you better hurry because they've flown off the shelves and you can't even get them at many tag agencies now. You're going, what is this? I'm going, the Love and Healing license plate that Lauren's Kids has gotten approved by the state legislature. They're out there. My wife's got one. My mom's got one. They are gorgeous. And if you want to be the first on your block to get this really cool, beautiful, and let's say it this way, supportive license plate, then go down to your tag agency and get the Love and Healing Lauren's Kids license plate. You want to see where it goes? Well, go to lawrencekids.org and see the great work Lauren does when she's not walking up and down the state of Florida trying to bring attention to this cause. 95% of sexual abuse against children could be prevented simply by education. Go to lawrencekids.org and learn today how you can help prevent child abuse.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
It's Kids Eat Free Wednesday nights at Marlins Park. That's right, all kids 12 and under eat free at every Wednesday night home game. That means a KMB Frank, Frito-Lay chips, and a Pepsi soft drink or Aquafina water, all for free. The next Kids Eat Free Wednesday night is May 21st at 7:10 versus the Philadelphia Phillies. Don't miss out. Get your tickets today at Marlins.com. Marlins baseball. Dive in.
Miami Marlins.
Dive right in. Join the fun.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. I'm going to move that mic up again. I'm going to stand up so that I got it all flowing and going here. And we are going to do the last part of the show. Now, I promised to tell everybody what the two most powerful words that I heard today were. And Oscar, give me the high sign when there's three minutes left, and I will go into that because there's a lot of stuff I want to get to before that. Now, let's talk. We've been talking a little bit about when we're going to know when the condo market goes over the top. I don't think it's really going to happen anytime soon, and I'm going to tell you why. Because the federal government's been listening to Freed on Business. They've been listening to me, and they're starting to now realize that they got to do something here. And what they're going to do is they're going to loosen home loan standards at the federal level. High five to you guys. First, you introduced all these protections to make sure that we never had another one of these bubbles and meltdowns. And then as soon as it recedes into the rearview mirror, you start changing the availability and of these federally insured loans and the stuff like that. It used to be that you needed 7 years before a BK or a foreclosure. Now it looks like they're going to start doing it after 3 or 5 years. So, you know, if you were a bad boy or a bad girl in the last cycle, it may not matter anymore. So if you're looking to buy a home, why don't you go give your banker a call and see if you qualify? And, oh, if you were one of those people that did a short sale instead of filing bankruptcy, they like you more. They like you because you worked with the bank to solve their problem. And let's face it, the bank doesn't make money unless you borrow from them again and pay them all their fees so they can just sell your loan off to the federal government and deal with it that way. So, hey, there's a change in home loan standards are coming, and it's still tough to get a loan, and they're still going to give you an exam like you never thought you'd have. But in the end, hey, maybe you'll get the loan. And, you know, let's talk about ethics a little bit here. Business ethics. I'm just giving you a smorgasbord, as my wife would say today. Smorgasbord. Business ethics. You know, everybody should get paid for what they do. And those people that are out there that engineer a transaction so that somebody that's providing services to them won't get paid, well, that's just plain wrong. Somebody goes out and makes a good faith effort on your behalf, and then you decide you don't want to pay them even though you're making a big bundle of money off of that person's efforts. You know what? I got to sit here. I'm putting my thumb in my nose at you. You know, if people work hard, and sometimes what seems to you like it only took a couple of weeks or a couple of months, or maybe they only worked on the project for a year. Well, you want to know something? It took that person 20 or 30 years of experience to make that one little phone call that helped you get your thing done or accomplished. So if you think that you can just short somebody because they are weaker in the transaction than you, that's just plain wrong, and you got the wrong ethics. And hey, life is long, and the world is big, and eventually it's going to come back to bite you in the keister. So number one in the Jim Fried book of doing business is do unto others. Do the right thing. And if you don't know what the right thing is, ask your stomach, because your gut knows. Your gut knows what's right or wrong. And if you're violating what your gut is telling you, then you're probably doing something wrong. And if you continue to do the wrong thing, even though your gut's telling you that that's the right thing, well, maybe you got to get a look in the mirror and give yourself a check, because there's plenty of people out there that are working hard that all they want to do is get paid fair compensation for what they did. And hey, if you don't think that they deserve the compensation, look them in the eye and tell them. But don't go slinking around the back and don't pay them at the end of the game. Always treat everybody fairly. You'll end out ahead by paying it forward. And I know we talked about this a little bit earlier on in the show. Emerge, well done. Well done to Manny Medina for bringing the technology Art Basel here to Miami. Next year it'll be back. It'll be bigger. It'll be better. And there'll be people that'll be talking about it. And you'll be jealous that you didn't get an invite to one of the parties. Hey, I got these guys on the show. I know them. I go to the parties. I meet the people. I get invited to the coding stuff and the hackathons and all that other stuff. But it's something that is building our community. Our community is being built on all these new sector jobs. And so it's important that we stand up and make sure it's happening. And now I'm going to talk about the two words that were very powerful that happened in my world today. Oscar's sitting there wondering what I'm going to say. The two words, pardon me. When I was at the grocery store earlier today buying my lunch, I was going across the counter and I had to reach in front of somebody, and I turned to him and I go, excuse me, sir, just pardon me. Mind if I reach in front of you? He said, no, go right ahead. And then I had to step back and move out of that little area, because I got to just tell you, I just come off of I-95 in the middle of the rain and I needed to relax. So I stepped away and this guy pursued me. He goes, excuse me, sir. I go, yeah. He goes, I've lived in Miami for 12 years and nobody has ever said, pardon me. Well, I turned to him and I said, well, if we were on I-95, I guarantee I wouldn't have said, pardon me. It probably would have been toot, toot, and here's the salute. But since we're here and I can see you and I can talk to you, we're actually having an interpersonal relationship thing going on, I said, pardon me. And it meant something to the guy. So, hey, maybe after you get off of I-95, you can stop in and tell somebody, pardon me. And if you can't say pardon me, then just hug and kiss your special ones at home. You'll see that it has the same effect. Lastly, I want to talk a little bit about the soccer stadium. We talked about that a couple different times. I want to see the soccer stadium here. I want to see David Beckham and Posh Spice come here, but I don't want to see a public giveaway to people from out of town. I'm done with that. Done. Done. D-U-N-N. Done. No more public giveaways. And I don't care if they're going to pay market value or market lease rate. Who decides that? The stuff is priceless. It's going to be there if they put that thing on there for at least 30 or 40 years. So no, if you want to fill in that spot up at the Bayside, then let's make it a park for all those condos that are across the street. I'll bet they'd like to see it as a park. They'd see their value go up 10% the next day. So no more stadium giveaways for anybody here in town. How much more time do I got? I got to say thank you. I got to thank Mike Valdez-Fowley, hopefully I'm getting right, for coming on the show and talking to me about marketing your firm to the Latino market. I always got to thank UHealth. They've been our sponsor for years, and they're sticking with us. Thank you to UHealth for helping us bring their thoughts here to the community. Thank you also to Warren Henry Automotive. Larry will be on the show next week. Make sure you tune in. We'll have Larry and UHealth, our two best sponsors. Well, not our best, just two of our great sponsors. The NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins are back. Social media 305, the Miami Marlins, Lawrence Kids. And I want to thank, of course, the Aztec Group, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, and of course, thank you to our listeners. You guys out there, stay cool as the roads are crazy out there. If you want to see something or hear something on the show, at Jim Freed, at Freed on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, our website, www.freedonbusiness.com. Remember, Larry's in here next week talking about all kinds of cool stuff and our doctor from U Health. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. And the person wants to do something, finds a way to do it. The other just finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
They say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. But out of South Alabama come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim.